Imagine a civil war ripping apart your country, and imagine you lost everything you knew and loved. Would you be able to reach inside yourself and find the strength to sing?
You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land. You left your country to seek refuge in another man's land.
Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars Band did just that. They came together as fighting closed in on the nation's capital in 1999. The musicians were forced to flee to a refugee camp. The All-Stars wrote songs there to pass the time, and eventually the musicians got their hands on some instruments. Since then, a film crew made a documentary about their journey. The band has cut a record and taken their music around the world. Tonight, the Refugee All-Stars are performing in Los Angeles, and two of the band members are here with me in our NPR West studios. Ruben Kuruma and Black Nature, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm very glad to meet you guys, because one of the themes that seems to unite us is how music can bring together people who are in times of trouble. What was it, Ruben, I'll start with you, that music helped you deal with during the time that you had to also deal with war?
Well, I was a musician before the war. And so when I was forced to quit my country, we came to a nearby country called Guinea. And then we registered as refugees, you know. And when we started playing music in the refugee camp, it's like, it's like we have something to do, you know. And then it really helped us to forget about what has happened to us, you know. And then we found out that people really always come around us when we play our music.
All them suck from the poor sufferers of my land. I got low, well, and cry. Well, well, me I go well. Well, yeah, for the homeless man. Not even go I.
Your wife, Grace, is also one of the founding members of the group. What's it like to have gone through all of these things with her, but also to perform with her?
Ever since we started the idea of making a group, she's always supporting me, you know. And so, well, that's how she became a musician, because she saw that I was alone. And there was nobody to at least support me. And when I started with her alone. When I sing, then she responded. So it's like we started it together.
Smile, you smile, you smile. Thinking about some positive changes.
Black Nature, how did you join the group, and what were you going through at the time?
Well, to start with, when we had the civil war way back in our country, then I fled into the next neighbor country. I was in the refugee camp, and Mr. Ruben also was in the refugee camp, as he was saying. And he was my teacher when I was in the refugee camp, you know. And
what did he teach you?
Well, he was teaching me, and was it math?
Math, language.
Yeah, he was teaching me different subjects, you know. And I was so stubborn when I was in school with him, you know. But he's a man that I used to admire a lot. Whenever I seen him started playing music, holding the guitar with friends, I would be like, come around there and listen to what they're doing, you know, and trying to get into it, you know. Then he thought that, oh, this boy, if I bring him up and try to incorporate with him, I think he will be somebody perfect in future tomorrow.
Oh, what a big blessing that we have learned. We've been away too long from home. Oh, what a big blessing that we have learned. To be treated in a strange land. Oh, Mr. Man, let us forgive and forget.
When I was in my country, I used to see my family and hang out with friends and live happily, you know. But when I found myself in the refugee camp by myself and my grandmom, and she's an old woman, you know, she can take care of me, you know. And I was like just doing my own thing. Of course, I was like totally traumatized because of what I've seen, what I saw.
What does that mean?
Like the horrible things that happened, like killed people in front of me, and they killed my father in front of me, you know, and like burning of houses, you know, raping, you know. I saw all this difficulties in my life, you know, so I was like totally traumatized, you know. But when I find music, then it's like a therapy. It helps my trauma a lot.
What's the favorite song that you've ever written, maybe something you've written with Ruben?
Well, the favorite song that I have ever liked in my life is called Weapon Conflict. You know, it's actually a song that talks about what is going on in the country, like people that have power, when they get into fight, the civilians will suffer because they have no power and they have nowhere to go, you know, so they will suffer the consequences.
Will you sing it again? Sing it.
So Sierra Leone has held national elections, and there's a international court that's indicted some of the people that were implicated in the war. Do you feel, and Black Nature, I'll go to you first and then you, Ruben, do you feel like things are on the right path for Sierra Leone? Do you have hope for your families who are there and for everyone there?
Well, at this point in time, I feel confident. Our country, it was in a darkness like for over 20 years. And recently, when we had the new government, and I heard about good things, like the country have started having light, you know, and I think it's amazing, and it makes me excited, and that just tells me that the country is gonna come back the way it was.
Ruben,
we are very much happy that we've got peace. And then an election has just been conducted. And the current president, I think he's very much hardworking. Because our country, which has been in darkness for 20 years, has been lit. And I believe that because the period of time, he just came within 3 months, he was able to fix up the light. So I'm very optimistic that he's going to at least be a good leader and then work for the country.
Well, Ruben and Black Nature, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ruben Karuma and Black Nature are bandmates in the group Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, and they join me here at our NPR West studios. That's News and Notes. Nicole Childers and Christabel Nsiabwadi produced the show. Sasha Woodruff edits, and Devin Robbins is our director. Our technical director is Shireen Strausberg. Our drive engineers are Marcia Caldwell and Carlos Asensio. Our staff includes Tony Cox, Jeffrey Bennett, Roy Hurst, Christopher Johnson, Kenya Young, and Anthea Raymond. Paige Lindell and Drew Tewksbury are our interns. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Next week, 4 primaries and a caucus. A look ahead at Tuesday's Republican and Democratic contest in Washington, Wisconsin, and Hawaii. I get a runa, Nigeria, it is in, by your